In New York State, there's already been hundreds of saves with the police and paramedics and ambulance personnel that are already carrying it. There's been a lot of saves in New York State already. So this just gives us one more tool to help our community out in a case that we need it.
That's University at Buffalo Police Chief Gerald Schoenley. He says UB is among the 12 SUNY schools that have received funding for the naloxone kits. The others include Cortland, Oswego, and Geneseo. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's Community Overdose Prevention Program provided the schools with $27,000 to purchase 258 kits. The push for the kits sharpened when two students from SUNY Oswego died earlier this year from heroin overdoses. Two others suffered near-fatal overdoses off campus. Schoenley says heroin overdose hasn't been an issue at UB, but he says officers have been trained with help from the Erie County Health Department.
We have 60 officers, and so far over 30 have been trained. And as new officers get trained, they're equipped with it also. So we'll always have people working that have been trained. And within the next month or two, we should have the whole department trained.
Just this year, first responders in Buffalo started carrying the life-saving antidote. Shortly after its rollout, the drug was used to save the life of a man found overdosing on heroin. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.